Vote chair.
Okay, I think we're ready to get started. Sorry for the delay. Don, can you call the roll, or how do we? You can do it right from there, can't you?
Yes, Senator Dockstetter.
Here.
Senator Hastert.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Perkins.
Here.
Representative Burkhardt.
Here.
Representative Escobel.
Here.
Representative Moniz.
Here.
Representative Nicholas.
Here.
Representative Stubson.
Here.
Representative Wallace. Co-Chairman Bebout.
Here.
Chairman Harshman.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. We members, there's been some information our work on corrections that we need to go back and correct corrections. And we have the same intent, but we're going to save ourselves probably a little money today. So do we need to vote to open up 80? So the motion is to open up agency 80. All those in favor,
aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll get our sea legs here in a minute. Okay, so Agency 80 is open, and I think the issue, committee, is that for our amendment to transfer those beds from Casper to Riverton, from Torrington to Casper, the cost on that was basically half of what we appropriated last night, but it will biennialize. And so, and can you give us the numbers, Don, on that?
Mr. Chairman, according to the Department of Corrections, they would require $420,000. The committee put in $870,861.
So 420 is the number needed, but this is not one time because there are more people in the system. But it's a cheaper alternative than building on and finishing off that shelled-in pod. And so we're going to kind of utilization within the system by shifting folks throughout our facilities.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
And I understand the mistake on the 800 and the 400, but I'm trying to track in my mind why it is not one time, because we have, as I understand it, we have these people in the system now. They're already there, and they're accounted for, and all we're doing is moving them from one to another to take advantage of some capacity issues. And I don't see Brett here, but why would that not be one time to set it up? Because we're not, unless we're trying to anticipate new people coming into the system, but the capacity's there already. So I don't understand why it's not one time.
You know, I think, Mr. Chairman, we could make it one time, just have them come back and just talk to us again, so it doesn't automatically roll into the standard budget.
Mr. Chairman, again,
yeah, Don.
I might interrupt. This is 900 series, so they'll have to zero base it next time and come in and ask you for it anyway. So
that's correct.
While
that's
you don't say it's one time, it is in effect one time until you decide to reappropriate funds in the next biennium.
Mr. Co-Chair, just to be clear, I think we should say that it's one time, even though I understand that, and then they can come back in and make their case, because I really think that capacity issue, they just flow through the system, and I don't know why there's more money.
I agree, and I think then this puts a special emphasis so we get education on this issue and make sure we get to flesh out all the issues. So, is there a motion?
I move to modify the or
to the numbers we that Don
yeah,
has 420
that we call back up our previous vote, and I move to amend it so that it reduces down to a one-time payment of $420,000. And on one-time base.
And Don, do we need to? I probably need to say the unit number. What is that unit number again?
Mr. Chairman, it's unit 9054. It appears on page 54 of Agency 80.
I second.
That's been motioned by Representative Nicholas, seconded by the Mr. Co-Chair, and that spreadsheet's on 54. Any further discussions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So the motion on 9054 is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
So,
Senator Meyer.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Don, on the lower right-hand number, rather than 4086, is going to be 420. Is that what we've got? That's the end of the game?
Mr. Chairman, it will be 906.
906.
Yeah, it's 420 on top of that.
Okay, 420 on top of the 46. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, so the motion, I think, on the floor, then, is to close Agency 80.
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 80 is closed. Are there any other corrections? I think we're... Let me get the technology lift here. And, okay. Next up is Agency 81. Or do...
83.
We did 81. My mistake.
We're ready for
Let me get my legs back here. 83 is green. 84 is green. 85. What's that?
Business Council.
85. Business Council. This unit 0101, spreadsheet on page 11. Are there any amendments? Senator Meyer.
But how does the committee feel like leaving a little bit of that money that we took out back in? I'm trying to figure out. We're on 11, 12. Are we at bottom of 13? Is that where we're actually at? No, that's Main Street.
No, we're 11 and 12.
11 and 12.
11 and 12. And we only took out 143 total. Is that what it was?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I've got no problem.
Motion, Senator Representative Berkner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On code 0251, they have $600,000 in there for rental and took $8,000 out. Does anyone have any notes on that? I have one that says looks like they could take a lot more.
Anybody else have any notes on that? I don't have any.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Got a motion?
Yeah, make it more. Take out more. I mean, I don't know how much. There was no explanation. I made a note when they were here, and so I guess not.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is GovsRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 1201. So 1201, spreadsheets on page 15. Any amendments? Motion on the floor is GovsRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 1202, Main Street. Page 17 is a spreadsheet. Any amendments? Motion on the floor is GovsRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's been adopted. Next is 1620, Community Facilities Program. You can see the reductions. Spreadsheet's on 21. Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
I would like to amend to increase the cut to a total of $4
million. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Burkhart.
And, Mr. Chairman, just to explain, remember we had this long conversation about this program. The testimony was that none of these $8.5 million that we budgeted last time around were committed yet, though there's been ongoing conversations. And I can just tell you, and Chairman Bebout will remember this, that we had some discussions in minerals this last interim where the business council came in to really broaden significantly this program so that it would have almost nothing to do with former school buildings, which kind of was designed to do in the first place just because of the decrease in interest in the program. Really, because we've done those projects, especially the big return projects, the ones where it really made sense, we've done those. And so the proposal was to really change this into let's build community centers in the state. And I just think, you know, this we're not ready to totally shut down this program, but I think it's increasing the cut really sends a signal that we need to take a hard look at this and see if it makes sense to continue it going forward.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion? Senator Meyer.
Yeah, I guess that I understand where you're coming from, but I don't want to pull the rug out of any small communities that basically has an old building there that's going to be an eyesore. I think there's probably still some use for this, but I'd also like to leave this kind of as a placeholder in the business council from the standpoint of having some money there if we do have some good economic development ideas that come forth, then necessarily we won't have to come up with some other funds. We can direct a business council to handle that. So I think that it's a good idea to leave some money in the business council so there's some flexibility for economic development and job growth, and that's primarily their category. I think have had Minerals take a good look at this and come back with some interim work that keeps the funding level in the business council, but redirects the purposes for it. So we're on track. I think you got to have at least some money going into economic development, or you're gonna lose some opportunities.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I appreciate what my colleague's talking about, but I'm going to support the amendment, and they're still going to leave a substantial amount of money in there. And correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Stubson, but when they testified at the committee, they had several in the pipeline, but nothing that they thought would be moving forward right away. So I think we ought to do this. And if you talk about, you know, when we first had this program and we first implemented it, there were a lot of opportunities out there, so you sort of picked the best fruit, and I think they were really good projects. Now it's like we got the money, let's spend it. So I like the idea of doing this reduction, and then I've got another footnote that I'd like to propose after this, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, could we hear the amount again, please?
Mr. Chairman, it would be to increase the cut to $4 million, so it would leave $4.5 million in.
Okay. Okay, we're sensing a need to vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. That amendment's been adopted. Any further amendments?
And Mr. Co-Chair?
Yep.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'd like to have a footnote that directs the business council to justify and come back to us with a report as to why we should not eliminate this program, and make a copy, have them send a copy of that to the Minerals Committee and to the JAC.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Wallace. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any further amendments? So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So next motion is to close Agency 85. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next agency is 151. It's on 0101. And are there any amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion on the floor to close Agency 151. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next agency open is 157, Unit 0101. Are there any amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion to close 157. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency open is Agency 160, and that is Unit 0101. Are there any amendments? Okay. The motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Time out a minute. Representative Stubson.
And I don't know if we need to expressly, this, at least according to my notes, is one of those where we need a statutory change in order to implement the cut. And I don't know, do we need to expressly direct that footnote be included, or is that just an assumption? That's
Don, what do you think?
Mr. Chairman, we'll bring you a bill with this one. And I think this is the only one so far that you've adopted that requires a statutory change.
Okay. Now, do we also want to run that in the 300 series to make sure if somehow the bill doesn't make it, we at least go? Okay, thank you. Okay, good question. Okay, motion on the floor is close 160. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency open is Agency 167, and that is Unit 0101. Are there, you see the Gov's Rec? Any motions? Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Have been adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just a question on this, and this is, I think this is an issue in your community where there were some internal conflicts that existed between two factions, and now we have two more or less family practice centers doing this, and is there anything you'd like to have us put in here to help? Or did that work, and now that What used to be able to be done by one is now doing by two, and we've got a kind of a duplication.
What the issue, folks, is there are a couple community health centers in the state, and Casper has one of them, which is really a federal kind of issue. And years ago we said, I won't get into all this, but there was University of Wyoming owned the facility. Is that correct? We owned the facility. Community Health Center helped, and so we merged with some of the FF&E and the personnel. There was a split. Kind of served different roles in the community. Probably similar populations, though, Mr. Co-Chair. I will tell you, though, both of these facilities are full of customers. And I personally use the University of Wyoming Family Practice. That's where my wife and I use, because it's so hard to get a general practitioner in Casper. And so both these facilities. Now, the Community Health Center, through the ARRA funding and federal funds, built a beautiful health center on the east side of town. And this facility is located just north of the hospital. So I think some of the data, these folks come in who are do their internships, and I think it's over 40% of them stay here in Wyoming. I can't remember the exact numbers. But I think we've got those problems ironed out, Mr. Co-Chair, and we're moving forward.
Okay, thank you. The other question I had, Mr. Co-Chair, is just in this particular one, why the employee paid benefits is so high relative to what we see percentage-wise in others. Salaries are 8.6, employer benefits are 4. That's higher than others we see. Do we have some kind of special insurance for these people, or is there something out there that would cause that to be the case?
Anybody have any information on that? Anybody in the room? Okay. I don't know. That's a good question. And maybe, Brett, do you have any thoughts on that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bebau, I don't at present, but we can certainly get that information. I just don't have it available at this point in time.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, if you would, Brad, I don't want to make an amendment or a motion right now because I don't know what it is, but it doesn't track with the others, so thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we are on unit 0102, the Cheyenne Residency Center. Gus Rex are
Mr.
on page 15.
Point of information on page 16. We need to add back, if you go with the governor's rec, the appropriate FTE 2, 1, and 3 at the bottom of page 16. 2 full-time, 1 part-time, total of 3.
So that's what I have, a mistake that 3 positions are back in with the Pine Bluffs Clinic. So that number would be 75 at the bottom? Okay. Is there a motion? Moved by Representative Nicholas. I'll second it. Okay. Motion on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. So the motion is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next is 0201, Whammy Medical Education. Spreadsheet's page 19.
Hey, this is the Cheyenne one, right, Mr. Co-Chair?
This, Mr. Co-Chair, this is Whammy. We just did the, or did I skip over? No, I think we did 0102. We got that taken care of.
Okay, time out.
Would you like to go back?
I'd like to go back to that.
Time out. Back to eight is unit 0102.
I'd like to open that up, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay.
The question for Brad is, you know, this is where the governor, and I've read the explanation, but he put the money back in here. And of course, we took it out of the Casper one. So maybe we could have a little more information why we shouldn't take it out of here. I've read the narrative, but that just really didn't answer my questions. And the other thing, Mr. Co-Chair, is here. If you look at the employee paid benefits versus salaries, you can see a substantive difference between the percentages. So back to my original question on Casper, this once again shows that there's something out of whack there.
Brett.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bebout, I don't believe he reduced funding for Casper Residency Center. There are no reductions.
I'm talking about the supplemental request.
Oh, the supplemental request? Mr. Chairman, Senator Bebout, and I also, in the Cheyenne Residency Center, he's restoring the reductions, but he's not approving the supplemental request there either.
Okay. And then so our change was really a technical correction adding the three positions.
But okay, both those I'm good with it.
Were treated similar.
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We are on 0201.
Do we need to vote to close it again since I
opened
it?
I think we're okay. We didn't make any changes. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. 0201, Miami Medical Education. Are there any amendments? The motion on the floor then is Gov's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 0301. They may have any notes. You can see the Gov's rec. Basically, there's no one in the program. Okay, any amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Last unit is 0401, spreadsheets on page 25. Any amendments? Gov's rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion is to close agency 167. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It's been adopted. Next agency is agency 205. And it's unit 4608. And the spreadsheet is on page 13. Any amendments? Okay. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 4702. Wise implementation, page 18. Any motion, any amendments? Motion on the floor, and then is Gov's rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion is to close agency 205. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit or next agency is agency 211, and the first unit is unit 0101. And that spreadsheet is on page 14.
Mr. Chairman.
Don.
A point of technical correction. Once again, the employee count needs to be reduced by one in their total supplemental request and reduced by one in the governor's rec. So that 7 would go to 6.
That's what my notes have. Okay. Is that amendment? There's somebody would move that, please.
So moved.
Representative Wallace, seconded by the co-chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now, I think that finishes that agency. So the motion is to close agency 211. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 220. The first unit is, and the only unit that we will deal with here, is 0101. The spreadsheet's on page 10. Any amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Motion is to close agency 220. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now I have 251 is green, 270 is green, and that would finish those. Those are all IT transfers. And so, and the rest is all Capcom. Are we finished? This?
Mr. Co-Chair. We ought to do the EIT. We're going to do that. Would now be a good time to do that one?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think that would be appropriate. That would be a global motion. We've handed it out. It has all of the ETS transfers. These include all of the governor's recs that you've skipped over, as well as some of those that you've voted on already. But I would draw your attention. The governor did not make a recommendation on the three contested positions. This motion includes those three, just so everyone's aware if they want to treat them any differently. So,
and that is the fifth bullet point down, I believe.
That's correct, Mr.
Agency 005. And so this motion will include those. Those are the only three contested. Is there a motion? Okay. It says 213-14 supplemental budget ETS transfers. There's no number on the handout.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, those three contested positions, what we are doing with this amendment is what was recommended by ETS?
That's my understanding. They will be moved to ETS.
Does it do anything with the three? Do we already took care of that 316,000 that was floating around over there?
Mm-hmm. 323, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Kocher. Yeah, yes, Mr. we Kocher. Did. That was 323, and we took it out.
It's been moved by Representative Nicholas, seconded by Representative Stubson. Any further discussion?
Mr. Kocher, as I understand the motion, it includes the three that the governor has asked that we keep out. Is that correct?
I think, Mr. Co-Chair, that the governor left for us to decide that, realizing that these three were contested, and as appropriators, we would have to decide. And this motion, the decision is that they are no longer contested. They will be transferred to ETS in this motion.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm not prepared to make that decision. Why, if they're contested, I don't think that there's been resolution to that. So it's okay with the maker of the amendment that we would exclude those three.
Exclude them, or in?
No, I would. My motion is to include them, and I think.
Yeah.
And those, could you describe again where they're from?
Mr. Chairman, there are three positions, all in the Wyoming Department of Education. I believe they appear on page 57, 68, and 74 of Agency 005, positions number 93, 51, and 92 in that department. I believe it's the position of ETS. That they would like those positions to be transferred over for IT services. It's the position of the Department of Education that they would like to retain those positions, and the governor took no position on it.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, just strike what I said to the amendment includes it. That's what I wanted.
So, committee, everybody's clear that this will include these positions. They will be transferred, no longer contested. They will transfer to ETS. Okay, everybody's clear on this motion. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted.
Time out. We skip over 220. I mean, I know there's nothing in there, but...
Did I skip any? Okay. We're okay?
Well, I had a question. Can we open up 220?
Okay. Okay, and we'll 220 we did, and there was just a reduction in 0101, and as a courtesy, of course, we'll open it. And
okay, this is just for a discussion, but we had talked about some of these smaller unit agencies that have like two or three employees of reducing their budget cut down to 4% now, so that 34,682 would be it'd be 50% of that. That would so they'd only get a 4% cut instead of an 8%. So I'd like to throw that motion out.
Okay, so there's a motion to reduce that cut from 34 to
17,341.
Yeah, 17. There you go.
Mr. Co-Chair, we were looking at something else. What budget are we in?
Okay, we reopened. Agency 220, Environmental Quality Council. 220, and we're on 0101. The spreadsheet's on page 10.
So, did I get a second?
Is there a second? Let's make sure we're all... It's been seconded by Senator Myers. And that's on page 10 of Agency 220.
So... You start looking at these smaller agencies that only have two or three employees, and when you start making 8% cuts, like you're not cutting fat, you're cutting meat. I'm going to use Senator Myers' quote there, that they're just responding to the governor's recommendations that they comply with the 8% reduction. So I just don't think that at this point that these small agencies can handle it. I mean, it's still taking a 4% cut.
Yeah, I guess on some of these I have to concur, and I think that, you know, these are some of the ones that I was thinking about next year just leaving out completely out of the cut cut process, or because we're going to have to, on some of them, make the decision whether or not they need to stay around or whether they need to be rolled into a different organizational structure so they can maybe have some economies of efficiencies in administrative function. But, you know, you got three folks. It's, it's going to get hard to survive in some of these areas. I think 4% is a start.
Okay. Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sensitive to the argument. However, I think that in this particular case, I believe the testimony that we had and what I know of what this entity actually accomplishes, they're actually, because of the greatly diminished activity in coal bed methane and other things, their responsibilities are less. And so I see no reason to not ask them to go forward with cuts that they clearly thought that they could live with.
Okay. Any further discussion? Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I'd agree with Representative Wallace. They testified that they're at a low point in their work and that most of their expenses travel. They have four meetings a year. Maybe they can cut it to two.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair. I'll buy that for now, but there is one coming up in judicial, so that their work is doubled, so we'll discuss that later.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Oops.
No.
Change my vote.
I think we got it.
That
motion has failed. Chair ruled that motion has failed. So the motion is to close Agency 220. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now back to Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, Senator Hastert stepped out, but he had a budget he wanted to open. Maybe Representative Esquivel is familiar with it on the domestic violence, to revisit that, and I think Senator Hastert wanted to put $100,000 back in. Representative Esquivel,
Mr. Co-Chair,
are you familiar with
that? What agency would
is
you
that
like?
Agency 48?
Mr. Chairman, if he's talking about the domestic, it would be Agency 15.
Okay, let us all.
And perhaps, would you like to bring that up in the round robin?
Senator Hastert.
Would you like to open it now?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we can handle that in round robin.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other issues before we carry on? Okay, our next business, Don.
Mr. Chairman, you have two choices. You could proceed it with this volume in CapCon, or if you want to jump to the courts, we have Agency 101 and 103, those two booklets. Your choice.
You know what? Let's do the courts right now. And we don't Senator Meyer.
On the courts, you know, have we got back the Hayes study that the courts have done? Have we made a determination exactly what it would take to get the courts equivalent to the state employees as far as market adjustment? And do we know what that number is? Because if we're going to do the courts, that's going to be part of the discussion. So I wanted to make sure that we had the scoop on what we needed to vote on.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, they did respond. I don't have that information at my fingertips, but they did respond. I think their number came in around $900,000, and change. $600,000 of that is what you appropriated in 2011 and was not received. And recall that they also would benefit if the legislature desires to address the $8.5 million in the governor's compensation recommendation. A portion of that, about $213,000, is also designated for courts. It wouldn't be exactly what their market study is, but it's my understanding that neither is the executive branch exactly what the market study is.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, we're going to do the courts, I guess.
That keeps our flow. Does that work? Okay, I'm trying to get a little technology lift, but I might just do this one paper. Or you want to take that?
Do we have a Supreme Court?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, there are two pieces. You have Agency 103, which is a separate Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. They're a separate operating agency of the courts that in a green cover. And then the courts, which include both the Supreme Court, Circuit Courts, and District Courts, are included in the Judicial Branch Supplemental Budget. I think that's maybe a yellowish color.
Okay, let's take a minute. We've got new books and new materials, so let's take about 2 minutes and dig them all out and find them. This is a little different format on our technology here, so we'll get Bear with us. Okay. We're on agency 101, Supreme Court. And the first spreadsheet we have to work on, the first unit, if I can get to it here. The first unit is unit 0101, and that page number, I don't know if they have, it's SC10, okay, at the bottom. It's in a little different place, a little different format than what we've been working. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, actually, it's page SC7 is the first spreadsheet.
I'm sorry? Supreme Court Administration? It's 10, isn't it?
No.
I think the spreadsheet's on 10.
Mr. Chairman, you're right. It is 10.
Okay, so it's page 10. I think that's been the first time I've been right in 2 days.
Well, there was another time I remember.
Really? Feels kind of good. Okay. Okay, members, here we are. You can see the budget. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Now, are there any amendments? Justice's Rec. That's what I said. It's the Justice's Rec. Chief Justice's Rec. I just want to make sure this is a little different. And folks who might be listening in, it's a little different format, so we're adjusting a little bit. Okay, are we all ready? Is everybody?
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, on administration, all 101, I mean, the salaries are set by statute. And there's just not there. There's just not much there to deal with. And there's a whole bunch of it's off the table before we can get a shot at it. So
yeah. Okay. Motion on the Representative Stubbs.
And Mr. Chairman, I guess one other note I have is that part of these changes again are relying upon a statutory change in the distribution of maybe that's not this part and the distribution of official reporters. And, again, we may need to include a footnote to implement the change.
John?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, you are correct. However, the Judiciary Committee is sponsoring that legislation.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. On motion on the floor, then, is Gov's Rec. All those Supreme Justices. Let me say that again. I'm going to take some retraining. The motion on the floor is the Chief Justice's recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now, we're in the next unit is Unit 01B9. And I have that spreadsheet on SC12. Okay? Any amendments? Motion on the floor is the Chief Justice's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is Unit 401, Law Library. I have that on page SC15. Any amendments? Motion on the floor is Chief Justice rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's been adopted. Now, question on SC16 circuit courts. Well, we don't work on this spreadsheet, do we? We work off each individual courts. Is that correct? So we're going to skip past SC16.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you work them all together. You work the district courts separately.
Thank you. Okay, so the next unit then. Oh, if I can find that. The next unit doesn't have a unit number on it.
Mr. Chairman, you can work them one at a time or take them in total. It's units 511 through 594.
Have we done unit 504?
No.
On page SC20?
No, Mr. Chairman, you have not.
And so let's do that one right now. Motion on the floor, then, is the Chief Justice's rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay. Members, do we want to work them all, to each one individually?
Mr. Chairman, Co-Chair, I don't.
So, can we, Don?
I think you could do a blanket motion to address all of them, but I would just bring up for someone's intent or the interest of the committee that this is where they are closing the satellite courts, and I think there's an alternative that at least some of the members have been.
Yeah,
Mr. Co-Chair, that's a footnote that I want to propose, but I was just going to do it if we did a blanket. Do we need to do that one individually? Or?
Mr. Chairman, if I could explain the intent of that footnote, it would take a position that was that is currently occupied in Lincoln County, and it would, through the reorganization process, all of those vacancies are going to go away anyway, and all of those filled positions, they aside from any budget reductions, the court is going through a reorganization based upon their workload study. And as a result of their workload study, they ended up with two positions that will be vacant as of July 1, 2013. And I think the proposal is to take the savings from one of those two vacant positions and put that back into the satellite courts so that the satellite courts remain open, but the judiciary still experiences a like reduction.
And Mr. Co-Chair, the rest of that proposed footnote is that the Chief Justice will go out and work with the three satellite courts to see if there's a better way to do it, technologically wise or travel or whatever. And if in fact they can come back with an agreement, then that one position that we've left it on the table that we could reconsider it at a future date. It was kind of a negotiated thing that between the Chief Justice and myself, and that explains it very well. So I guess that we need to open those, and then at the appropriate time, I'll move that footnote.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other? Okay, so we could do them all and add this amendment at the end.
So yes, or you could add the amendment now and then blanket motion on everything.
Why don't we work the amendment right now, Mr. Co-Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move that footnote, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Is there a second? It's been seconded by Representative Nicholas. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dockstader.
Could we just have an explanation of the footnote so I understand it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Co-Chair, what the footnote does is through the reorganization that's already occurring within the courts, there's two positions that will be out there that will not be filled, and they're just kind of holding there in advance, not thinking they will need them. So what we did is one of those positions, we took the funding from that to keep the three satellite courts open. And while we're doing that, we're going to allow the Chief Justice the opportunity to go out there and negotiate with those three satellite courts a better way maybe to do it that everybody can agree on. If they don't agree on something that works, then that position that will go away anyway, that money will keep those courts open. If they agree on it, then we can certainly revisit this fall whether or not we leave the money in the Supreme Court budget.
Okay. Mr. Chairman? Then the position that they open, there's two open positions, and they're located where? And they won't be filled anyway, and they'll be moved into the satellite court system. And the three satellite court systems are where?
Mr. Co-Chair, there's two positions. We left one, the money there, not and the position, even though it won't be filled. And the three satellite courts, one's in Powell, one's in Lovell, one's in Dubois.
And, Mr. Chairman, the other two then, the one position's being left where and the other one's being closed where?
Don, could you explain the positions? I think one was in Lincoln County, and I'm not sure where the other one is. That will not be filled.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dockstader, as a result of the workforce, not as a result of the budget cuts, and it appears on page A1 of your packet, as Appendix 1, you can see there are a number of positions as a result of the workload study. One is in Lincoln County, another is in Sweetwater County, one's in Bighorn County, Crook County, Platte County. And then you can also see several counties are receiving additional positions as a result of this statewide workload study. So Carbon County gets an additional position, Campbell County, Natrona County, Fremont County. All of this is part of the workload assessment model that was conducted by the Supreme Court. And you can see at the bottom of the page there is a net negative two positions. So there anticipate the elimination of two positions. This amendment goes in and grabs one of them. It just happens that we use the number from the Lincoln County, but there's another one of those positions that's available too. To take the money that would have just been sitting there as a result of the workload reallocation and apply it to the three satellite courts in Lovell, Powell, and Dubois.
Mr. Chairman, then, okay, these positions would not have been Lincoln County, and the other one would not have been filled anyway, and Lincoln County is aware that their position is going away.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, as I understand the caseload study, when they analyzed the entire state, the caseload there was less than was needed for the position they had, and there was a redistribution of those caseworkers, and when they did the redistribution based on caseload, two were not needed. And those two are still sitting there with their budgets. And the purpose of this and what we try to do is we say, well, that might be adjusted, so let's leave one in case something comes up in the next for us to talk about this fall, but the other one we took the money in and the position.
Right. And Mr. Chairman, then in this case, we're using the number Lincoln County, and they're aware that that position is going away?
Mr. Co-Chair, I don't think we picked which one. Did we pick one? I just think which one did we pick?
Mr. Chairman, we did, not by any intent, but we picked the position number that is associated with Lincoln County. There is an individual in that position until this workload study is completed, which will be July 1st. That position is aware, or the individual in that position is aware and has been for reportedly some time, that position will expire as a result of the workload study.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The other position then is in Platte County, as I look at A1. Those, they're actually all over the state. There's others, too. Sure. Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, one more question for the amendment sponsor. So there is also the reference of these. I think there were three other positions that are moving, or three districts, three circuit courts that are getting positions or gaining positions under the reorganization. And my understanding then of the amendment is that won't impact those changes, correct?
Mr. Co-Chair, you're absolutely correct. Nothing that they did in the reorganization in terms of the redistribution of clerks will change. It's just the two positions they don't think they need we're talking about. And once again, because things might change, we're only affecting one of them. In case in Lincoln County and they come back and decide later that they need another position, then that one is still there. And this fall, when we discuss it, if we want to bring it back in, we certainly have that opportunity if the Chief Justice makes the case to do it. Or when we do their budget for the next buy-in, and we can take that one as well. I didn't want to do both because of the reorganization. It just seemed fair to only do one of them.
Is that, Mr. Co-Chair, then so the funds that will be used to keep these satellites running that come from this position, are these going to be one time with your deal and with your amendment, and are we going to revisit this issue because you're requiring a study? Come back with it.
Mr. Co-Chair, the way I understand it is they will be continued to utilize, and if in fact there's not anything worked out, these courts will stay open and that money would continue that's already in the budget.
Okay.
Is that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's my understanding.
Okay. Does everybody understand? Then any other questions? We all understand the motion. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion's been adopted. So that is a kind of a global to all the circuit courts. We'll add that on now. The unit numbers for the circuit courts are, we'll need to say those. If there's any other amendments, circuit courts, what are those units? The first one is 511.
That's correct.
Okay, and do we need to go through each one individually then, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's up to you. They have that summary of all of their court information circuit court information on this page, SC-16.
So SC-16.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work off of that page then. Okay. So, Don, go ahead. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, if you want to do these individually rather than global, you could start with code 0501 and then 0502, 0503, if that's your pleasure. I'm sorry, and you would begin at 0511, which is the first judicial district. And
okay. So this motion then will include... I can't hear you, Representative.
I would move that we do 0501 through 0594 and adopt all of the Supreme Court justices' recs as amended by the footnote.
Okay. Any other any discussion? Don, that works for you? And I know we went back to 0501. Do you just need 0511?
Mr. Chairman, however you want to do it. There
okay,
were no changes
fine.
To the to
okay,
0501
so
or anything, but you can still.
Very good. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say the motion is then to adopt the Chief Justice's recs on those circuit courts. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
Now, Mr. Co-Chair, do we not need to do 0100 through 1001? No,
we don't.
No, Mr. Co-Chair, we don't need them because it's there. Yep.
Okay. Is there any other business in this book that we need to? We need to move now to. What's the next page? The tabs don't quite work the same. So,
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's DC-7.
Let me see if I can get this.
And there are about 15 of these. This is Judicial District 1A.
DC-7, you said?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Here it is. And we have to take these individually. Okay, DC-7, it's Unit 10101, Judicial District 1A. The motion on the floor is this Chief Justice Reck. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted.
And Mr. Chairman, technically in the future, this is the District Judge's Budget Commission recommendations, not the Chief Justice. They
okay.
are separate.
Thank you very much. Stand corrected. So it will be a different motion. Thank you. And now we are on Judicial District 1B, and this is Agency 121, and the spreadsheet is on page DC-10. And this, the motion on the floor is the commission's motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. The next agency is 122. The unit is 0101. And the spreadsheet is on DC-13. Motion on the floor is the commission's recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has been adopted. Now, do we need to move to close all these agencies? Okay, we're good. Okay. Now, the next agency is Agency 123. The spreadsheet is on DC-16. The motion on the floor is the commission's recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 124. The unit is 0101. The spreadsheet is DC-19. The motion on the floor is the commission's recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has been adopted. The next agency is Agency 125. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is DC-22. Motion on the floor is the commission's recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 126. And that is Judicial District 4A, Unit 0101, and the spreadsheet is DC-25. Motion on the floor is the commission's recommendation.
26, isn't it? Mr. Co-Chair, it's DC-26.
I have 25, Mr. Co-Chair, on my... Okay, so everybody has a spreadsheet, depending on what version you're looking at, is 25 or 26. That okay?
Mr. Co-Chair, actually, it's pretty small. Maybe it is that. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is the commission's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. The next agency is 127 Judicial District 5A. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on page DC-28. The motion on the floor is the commission's recommendations. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 128. It's Judicial District 5.
Time out, Mr. Chairman.
Time out.
Agency 127 has another unit, 0201, on page DC-29.
Okay, thank you very much. So we are back on Agency 127. Unit 0201, and the spreadsheet is on DC-29. Motion is commission's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 128, Judicial District 5B, and the unit is Unit 0101. The page is DC-32. The motion on the floor is the commission's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 129, Judicial District 6A. The spreadsheet is on page DC-35, Unit 0101. The motion on the floor is commission rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 130, Judicial District 7A. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on page DC-38. The motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 131, Judicial District 7B. The unit is 0101, and the page is DC-41. The motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 132, Judicial District 9A. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-44. The motion is on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is Agency 133, Judicial District 8A. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on page DC-47. The motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 134, Judicial District 9B. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on page DC-50. The motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 135, Judicial District 6B. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-53. All those in the motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 136, Judicial District 8B. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-56. The motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 137, Judicial District 1C. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-59.
Mr. Chairman, I would move
Representative.
That, I would move that we strike $250,000 from line 0100 from District Court number 137. They've got three district court judges. I really think they only need two, and the new one, I don't, you know, he's kind of a questionable character, so I don't know if we really have to pay for him.
Is there a second? Okay. That motion dies for lack of a second. Okay. So it kind of broke my mojo, Representative Nicholas. Okay, so we're on spreadsheet DC-59, and the motion is, that motion is died for lack of a second. It is a, the Rex, motion on the floor is Commission Rex DC-59. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next agency is 138, Judicial District 3C. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-62. The motion on the floor is the commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. Next agency is 139, Judicial District 7C. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is DC-65. All the motion on the floor is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. And the next agency is Agency 140, Judicial District 6C. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is located on DC-68. Although the motion is commission recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. The next agency is 141, Judicial District 9C. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is on DC-71. Motion on the floor is Commission Recs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. The next agency is 142, Judicial District 4B. The unit is 0101, and the spreadsheet is DC-74. The motion on the floor is Commission Recs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It's been adopted. I believe that is the end of the book. Time out here. Is that good, Don?
Yeah.
We're good? Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, both the Supreme Court and the District Court are requesting a change to their footnote or a change to their Section 319B. The language that they're proposing is on page SC3. They're asking to be removed from the FY15-16 8% budget reductions. I just put that on your radar.
SC3
is the Supreme Court's, and then there's
that
similar language on the district courts.
Section 319, standard budget reductions. Okay. Now, we can act on it here or wait to the 300s. Why don't we wait to the 300s on that? Okay. Okay, so...
And one more point of
information.
We did speak with the presiding officers, and the committee members have been excused until 10:30.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So that we don't need any motions to close any agencies. Those are closed. Is that correct? We are now.
Mr. Chairman, I have closed the book.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion is to close the book. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, now we are on Agency 103. And
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment.
Okay, and Representative, we are on page 8, and the unit is 0101.
So would the motion be to deny the commission's rec on this? And then the paper that we got from the Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, where it showed that in this case it's a one employee or their caseloads have doubled. So as Representative Burkhart and Wallace had a concern on the last motion that I made about their workload going down, here's a case where the workload's doubled. And I just feel as a one employee type agency that There's no way they can handle this kit.
It's been moved by Representative Esquivel and seconded by Senator Meyer. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Burkhart.
I have a note that in the last year they had numbers for, which was 2009, $70,000 reverted to the general fund out of their budget.
Okay. We're on page 8, unit 0101. Page 8 is the spreadsheet. Okay. Any further discussion then on the motion?
Then, Mr. Chairman, the other note that I have is to restore that they hire outside counsel and that those complaints have also doubled as well. And then they actually ran out of money 4 years ago, so maybe that was why the Representative Burkhart's at that question.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion's been defeated.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I got a second motion then.
Division was called. So all those in favor of that motion, raise your hand. That motion has failed.
Okay, I got a second motion.
Another motion. Go ahead, Representative Maskwell.
We reduce the 8% to 4% and restore the 900 series cut.
So the motion is, restate the motion, please.
Reduce the 8% cut to 4% and restore the 900 series.
Okay. And it's seconded by Representative Nicholas. Any further discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair, so yep. What that motion does, it's a 4% reduction across the board, but it goes into the 900 series. Am I understanding that correctly?
I think so, Mr. Co-Chair. As I read this, the personnel services piece will be $4,600 and some dollars cut as opposed to the $9,700. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then the 900 series, those will be zeroed out, those cuts. Be no cut of the 4,889.
So then, Mr. Co-Chair, it's really not a 4% cut. It's more like a 2% cut then.
Yeah, only that with the 900 series, that would revert back if they don't use it. The other parts would not. And, Mr. Chairman, that's the exact motion I was going to make. So that's why I seconded the motion.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion's been adopted. So the motion now, any further amendments? Motion on the floor is Commission's rec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has been adopted. Motion to close out Agency 103. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay. All be 300 series. So we will handle all those issues and wages. Some of them are Gov's letters as well. And we'll kind of pull that all together at the end. So next is CapCon. What document do we want to work off?
Time out a second.
Yeah, let's time out and get organized here. Okay, members, so CapCon at the end of Volume 3, you bet, it's after Agency 270, and it's the page would be on that PDF page is 559. Okay, has everybody got that Volume 3? Now, I have the first unit is 8001 on page 8. Is that correct? Is that what everybody has? And the spreadsheet is on page 9. and this is Camp Guernsey Utility Construction. Are there any amendments? Okay, motion on the floor is Govs Rex. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is unit. Let me get my tabs going here. The next unit is 8101, and that's at the Oregon Trail Veterans Cemetery. Spreadsheet's on page 12.
Time out a second.
Time out.
Co-chair. Don, we were talking about other funds that would be available for these, some of these projects that wouldn't be general fund, and there were some other accounts out there. And I just want to know which parts of these general fund budgets we could do with these other funds. And it would start with the military department, Mr. Co-Chair.
So backing up to Guernsey?
Mr. Co-Chair, rather than using general fund money, there's other accounts that we can look at if the committee has that opinion to do and save general fund dollars. So.
One moment. We do have that document out there on SharePoint. We're pulling it up.
Okay.
You know, Mr. Co-Chair, that, and if the committee just doesn't want to do that, because I thought it was an option for us to consider utilization of some of these excess funds that are out there that is set up just for this very purpose to do construction.
Where is that on? Mine keeps kicking me out here.
Mr. Chairman, it's under LSO documents, and the title is 201 LSO Trust Fund Balances. It shows a spreadsheet with particular interest. The Omnibus Permanent Land Fund has $41,115,000 in it. And
Mr. Co-Chair, what are the restrictions? And when you tell us the amounts in each account, would you tell us the restrictions, if there are any?
I have to find that again. I'm a little behind you on
Chair. Mr. Chairman. Oh.
Mr. Chairman, since this is an Excel file and we can't move it over, maybe we could get a copy of it. We may have a copy in our pile somewhere.
Okay.
And then go down a ways, and it's like LSO trust fund balances.
Got it.
What's the name of the fund again, Don?
Mr. Chairman, I started with the permanent Omnibus Land Fund. That has $41.1 million. That is not expendable, but I wanted to give you that as background. The income fund related to that, meaning the earnings, has $1.332 million in it. That can be used for facilities on... very limited restrictions, public facilities.
Now, when's the last time we've appropriated out of that? Does anybody have that information? Some of these we did 4 or 5 years ago. Okay.
Mr. Co-Chair, there's $1.3 million there. Okay. Right. Continue. I know there's other funds.
Mr. Chairman, several of these relate to specific facilities, so I think you don't want to use them, but let me just run through those. The State Hospital Permanent Land Fund, State Training School Permanent Land Fund, Penitentiary Permanent Land Fund. Another item you may wish to consider is the Public Buildings Permanent Land Fund.
Now, I see that corpus is 6.97. Is there any income account off that, or that just all goes right back into that account?
Mr. Chairman, you're correct. It's permanent.
So it just keeps rolling back into the account and grows the account. And we have appropriated that out of that in the past.
We can go into that account then.
Mr. Chairman, it is not inviolate.
And there were, what was that called? How much money?
That's a public building, permanent land fund, but it is not inviolate despite its name. It has $6.97 million.
Okay.
And one more, just for discussion purposes, you have created the Capitol Building Rehabilitation and Restoration account. That account has $92.8 million in it, but you have already appropriated $4.4 million for a design study, level one, level two study for that. So you have an available balance of $88.4 million.
And that's available to do whatever we want to if we wanted to, okay. Mr. Co-Chair, is that it?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Don, how much is in the state school land trust fund?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, at about $2.4 billion in the Common School Permanent Land Fund.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Don, what are the restrictions on the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Asylum Permanent Land Fund?
Where do you see that at?
And also the CARE Act Permanent Land Fund.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wallace, Don's going to grab the statute book, but those were funds that were set up in the Act of Admission. And the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind account is actually, according to what the description indicates, it was in Laramie County. So, we don't... I know.
Well, it's a good place for it, yeah. It's not downstairs one floor, is it? I'm turning my mic off.
Mr. Chairman, I could have Dave Gruber comment on this as well, but basically the statutes do not provide any direction as to the proposed uses for those funds. They basically delineate which ones are income funds and which ones are permanent funds and no further direction.
And what are the amounts in those, Mr. Co-Chair?
In each of them or the...
Well, I think the asylum... It's $3.99 million, and the CARE Act Permanent Land Fund is $1.98
million. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
But, you know, we also have a Fish Hatchery Permanent Land Fund with $435,000 in it, a State Hospital Permanent Land Fund with $3.7 million, State Training School Permanent Land Fund, $3.4 million, Penitentiary Permanent Land Fund, $15 million, Agriculture College Permanent Land Fund, $9.7 million, with an income account. You know, there's a... I think when, at the appropriate time, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest or maybe a footnote or even just committee action to look at this over the interim.
Now... And I think that'd be good education for the committee, Representative Wallace. Now, some of these with the X at the side, those are constitutional funds that we know, if you can see that to the left, you know the... is that correct? Are those constitutional funds? But I see one by the Wyoming Cultural Trust. Is that a constitutional fund?
Mr. Chairman, it is inviolate in statute.
Oh, okay. But the Common School Permanent Land Fund, are those things, those are active admission inviolate?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
And the Agriculture College, the University Permanent Land Fund, and the Common School Permanent Land Fund, how about those? I don't see those as acts of omission, except for the University Permanent Land Fund.
Mr. Chairman, those are all active admission. The Common School Permanent Land Fund actually has two accounts because state treasurer has segregated that, but they are all active admission inviolate accounts.
Violent, used for those purposes on the Constitution. Okay. Well, this is a great handout, and we'll probably... Okay, so good. Any other questions? So there are some funds that if we want to apply to some of these, we can do it. So members are aware of that. And we've done that in the past on a limited basis. We've never really, my recollection on this committee, we've never taken them to zero. You know, we've taken pieces here and there and let them build back up again. Okay? Thank you, Ms. Co-Chair, for bringing that to our attention. Okay, so... If I can get back to the where we were on, the Oregon Trail Veterans Cemetery Improvement. Now, are there any motions? Let's back up to the Camp Guernsey. Let's just start this over 8001. Were there any amendments to any of these? 8001 is $1.2 million in general fund for Camp Guernsey construction.
And Mr. Co-Chair, question of Don. I'd like to do some of these, but as I quickly went through the list, is there any others in there that have general fund dollars that weren't denied offhand? I mean, maybe we could go through this, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay, and then come back. Okay, so let's do that. That'll work. And then if you see a note, you think, well, gosh, we could take a little bit from that. That sounds appropriate to do that. We'll come back and open it up. Don, do you have a comment?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, there were only two approved projects, $30 million for the College of Engineering and $1.2 million general funds for the Camp Guernsey utilities. The others were either denied or are federal funds.
Okay.
Mr. Co-Chair, could we open that account back up, 8001?
Absolutely. So we're back on 8001, Camp Guernsey Utilities Construction, and the spreadsheet is on page 9.
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move that we delete the general fund requirement of $1.2 million and replace it with $1.2 million out of the public buildings account.
Okay. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Representative Nicholas. I think we understand the issue. Is there any other discussion? Representative Stubbs.
Mr. Chairman, is this tantamount to digging into savings in lieu of using general fund? And is that a position on these capital construction projects that we want to take going forward?
It's a great question, and that's really the issue. I mean,
Mr. Co-Chair, and I thought about that because that's a major decision, but I also think that with the pressure on the general fund, that some of these areas, and I'm thinking about just doing it in a small way, and I'm not saying we should start doing that with all of these funds. And if it's not a good idea, then let's just vote it down.
Senator Meyer.
I think that Co-Chair is on to something that we can look at in a small way. The only question I'd have is, you know, utilities isn't necessarily construction. It's part of construction. I'm just wondering if we should, you know, eliminate the bricks and mortar or do we go into the utilities? And that's, I guess, a nuance of the question. And I don't know if there's any, you know, restrictions at all. If there's no restrictions on this, you know, I don't have any problems because general fund is general fund. But if we limited it to just bricks and mortar, then in the future that might be a precedent as to how we would actually look at transferring these funds. And absent any policy, you know, I guess we can do whatever we want to.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, if it's all right with a second, I'll withdraw my motion. But let's have a footnote to the in-capital construction budget that we'll look at these funds and see what might be available. And as we move forward, we may make a policy decision that we want to institute some of these. But let's know more about how we would do it. So it's okay with my second. I'll withdraw and have that footnote. And I would move that footnote, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay, thank you. And is that second on the footnote? Representative Nicholas, second to that? All in favor of that footnote, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So, and we'll put that footnote at the end of the construction. We won't attach it to this unit. Okay, that'd be appropriate. Okay, so 8001 Camp Guernsey, any other amendments? So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
8101 is all federal funds. The spreadsheet is on page 12 for the Oregon Trail Veterans Cemetery Improvements. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 8001. Spreadsheet is on page 17. Any amendments? Okay. A motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. 8001 Camp Guernsey. Or Guernsey State Park, page 22. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? To have a timeout? Senator Meyer.
Yeah, this Guernsey State Park thing, I'm just wondering if there's any at all appetite to doing with any of these things here. You know, this park got into a fire, a whole bunch of stuff. It's if we don't do something with it, it's just going to really be an eyesore. And I don't know whether we talk about it. If there's no appetite for restoring any of these things to any of these budgets, I'm not going to burn into committee's time. We'll just move on. But, you know, this is something that some of these things that we might want to take a look at. So,
well, Senator, and this road has come back year after year after year, and we have put some money towards it, but it was denied by the Building Commission. The SBC and the governor concurred. Any amendments?
Nope.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. 8101 South Pass City. Spreadsheets on page 26. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 8101 EWC ATEC. And you can see the request has been recommended. And it's for the Eastern Wyoming College Agricultural Technology Education Complex.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, all we're doing is authorizing them to do it if they want to.
Correct? Special revenue, I believe so. Is that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
No general funds. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Another question. These other public funds, both with this request and a number of those that follow, do we have an indication what those, in just glancing through the narrative, I didn't see an indication what those public funds were. Do we have indications of how they do intend to pay for them?
Are those bonds, I guess, or anybody, any information?
Mr. Co-Chair, I think they can do a bonding that they've done, a vote of the people. I think they could even use the six penny, which is a real stretch. I think they could do that, and then they could certainly do it with private dollars.
And, Mr. Chairman, I guess so just because they're coming and seeking permission doesn't mean they have the funding lined up yet? Okay.
Senator Meyer?
This isn't Senator Anderson's district, and I think that he said that they had recently passed something up there. I can't remember what it was, but I think they're getting their ducks in a row on this.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator, Representative.
And then, I mean, even though we are authorizing them to spend other funds, does it come back and impact our major maintenance and those sorts of expenditures that we have going forward?
Mr. Co-Chair, Don, jump in if I'm wrong, but I think if they use general fund dollars for major maintenance, then we pay that part for major maintenance. But if it's other money, other funds used, I don't think we do. Is that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's been the practice in the past. Let me look and see if you have that footnote in the current budget. But that has been in the practice in the past. That footnote is not in the current budget because there aren't any good examples of projects that don't have general funds. So if you wanted to approve this with that standard amendment.
And Mr. Chairman, I guess I would move to add that that footnote as an amendment to this.
So the motion is to preclude this from the state major maintenance count, and it's been seconded by Representative Nicholas. Discussion, Senator Meyer.
If we're going to do that, I don't believe we need to do it in a unit-by-unit basis, but do it at the end. So
do it at the end?
Yeah, so every community college has the same footing.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's right, and that's certainly my intent, so maybe we should deal with it.
And your intent is for the non-generally funded. If we generally fund it and say, hey, we're putting state dollars and we give you the money to do it, that's maybe a different matter. That's what
Mr.
you're talking
Chairman.
About. Okay. Senator Meyer.
And if we do that, you know, maybe we do it to the proportion that's generally funded, because I wouldn't want somebody to come in and say, I want $1,000 for the general fund, but I want 100% of the
exactly.
square footage. So
Senator Meyer,
like
I think
that.
You're right on with that. Okay, so we'll do that here at the end. We'll have that discussion to affect all these projects. Okay, so the motion on the floor then on the spending authority is the Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 8201, and it's the EWC Douglas campus, and the spreadsheet is on page 35. This is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next is 8301, the Northwest Community College District Gillette Agricultural Education Center. And you can see the funding source.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just a question maybe for my colleague from Campbell County. How big is our NWCCD Gillette Center now? Is it substantial? I haven't been up there at all.
Gillette College
is...
Are you the Pronghorns?
Yes, we are.
Pronghorns.
And a great rodeo team. It's grown substantially. It's time for you to come up and have a... we need to have some kind of an event that would bring you up there, because it really is quite impressive what they've been able to put together there and the kind of educational opportunities that it's providing for that community is just outstanding. I don't remember how many students, but it's I know they were the largest, they had the most increase of any college. It's a booming place.
So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 8401. Northwest Community College District Sheridan Ag Center. See the funding source? And all any amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Been opposed? Imposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 8501, and that is Community College Commission. See the Gov's Rec on page 44 as a spreadsheet. Amendments? Any questions?
Mr. Coach, I guess, is a big indoor arena is probably what it is. Is that correct?
That's what I'm reading here, yeah. That's okay. Motion on the floor is Gov's rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. The next unit is 8001, Engineering Building Renovation Expansion. Gov's rec is $30
million. Yeah, Mr. Coach, your time out on this one for
okay.
a second.
Let's talk about it. We've had a couple funding switches.
Yeah, Don, walk us through this so we're sure that the way we're swapping and everything we're doing the right thing here.
And I would just, folks who are, at one point we used to have all spending and CapCon items in this one bill, and we've separated out the AML bills and the school bills and all those things, and so there are different funding sources, and we want to make sure we've got a handle on it.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rebaugh, yesterday the Senate Appropriations Committee reduced the AML funds that were directed to the College of Engineering by $30 million. You left 10 in there with the expectation that you would restore it, or the expectation of some people that you would restore that with general funds. That would increase the governor's record by $30 million here for a total of 60. If you add the $60 million that was appropriate, or $30 million that was appropriated last year, the $70 million that was recommended by the governor this year, that gets you to 100. And you will also recall that there's $15 million in matching requirement for that building, bringing the total amount to $115 million.
Goal's 115. And I count the match already as money that's in the bank, and I don't know if that's totally accurate. So I'm counting there's 40. There's 45 in the bank right now, and then in the current AML bill is another 10, so that'd be 55.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer brings up a good point. The capital construction portion was 105, and these are just anecdotal discussions that there would be programmatic improvements to enhance the, again, this isn't my language, to enhance the engineering programs into the future, and that is more likely to be matched with the private funds than the bricks and mortar.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Okay. The question is that are we just going to put the $30 million here this stays, or the bills and recs? So where are we with the right motion?
I think the right motion, Senator Meyer, is to take that out right now. Let's take the $30 million out, and we'll deal with this in a kind of a 300 series. We can kind of look at it. What do you think? That's my first thoughts, but I don't see a lot of excitement for that. Don, do you have any thoughts on this?
Mr. Chairman, recall that you did take out $30 million yesterday from the Gillette Madison project in general funds. So you have that $30 million sitting out there in addition to the governor's rec here, if you wanted to proceed that way.
Mr. Coacher, I'd rather go with the governor's rec in this regard, and then if we need to adjust, we could sure do it.
Do it just the opposite, and then adjust it with a 300 series. Okay. Any amendments then to the Gov's Recs?
So
Representative Walz.
The Gov's Recs is general fund, right? Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. So are there any amendments, any proposed amendments? Seeing none, the motion on the floor then is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted.
Yeah, we just got $30 million.
So now we're back to $30 million in the UW Engineering, okay? Generally funded, plus 10 in the AML bill. So that puts that total at 85 right now, counting that match in my mind. What? Okay, thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, I think that number is, there's $40 million that comes out of the AML diversions. There's this 30, and then there's what we did last year, which is an additional 30. Correct?
Mr. Chairman, 10 from AML now, this 30, and 30 from last year.
I don't think that's right, because there was $40 million on the GE, and we're going to replace the $30 million where we took out of the Gillette Madison with $30 million from that.
Mr. Chairman, you haven't done that yet.
Right. Yes. I'm getting ahead of myself where I want to be versus where we are now. Okay.
Just so I'm clear, we have appropriated 30, and we've also appropriated the ability to match 15. So I'm counting that as 45. That we have already done previously before we came here in December and January. Yesterday, so that's 45. Yesterday, the AML bill has $10 million for this. So in my mind, that's 55. And then we just, in this bill, approved the Gov's Rex, which is another 30, which takes us to 85 right now as legislation is moving through. I'm counting that match already. I think you have to count that. We've approved it. Some of it's been matched. I don't know. We won't worry about that status, but that will get matched. Okay, so 85. And that's a pretty good place to be with the end target at 115. You know, we're within 30, and we'll be back here in a few short months.
Well, but Mr. Co-Chair, I think we're missing something here, because when we started out, we were going to do the entire $40 million from the GE money, and we're going to do $30 million additional on this appropriation we just voted for. So that's 70. And so all you're talking about now is we've got the 30 and the 10. But we're still short the 30 that we were going to do, and we were swapping it out. So how are we going to get that back in, Don?
Mr. Chairman, a motion to add $30 million to this appropriation.
$30 million over and above the 30. That's right.
General fund, 30 away from.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Stubbs,
if we're looking at sort of a true swap on the AML money, where AML goes to pay the 30 for Madison, then the other half of that connection would be to add 30 in general fund here, so that we could get up to what was envisioned in the first place. So I go ahead and make that motion.
I second.
Guys, boy, so this is going to be a total $60 million then. So it's to fill the 115. Okay.
Okay, now where's the water development swap come in? I thought that this would be water development money coming into here. That's development coming in.
I think Senator Meyer and what happened yesterday in the AML bill
that's
was that
bill.
The Madison swap. There was no proposal for an AML Madison swap until yesterday, and then when that was accomplished, that allowed the 30 in the Madison to in general fund. To go away. There's no 30 in general fund into Madison. We took that out.
Okay. All right.
So that's a net even, and then we still owe another 25 on the Madison project. I think our bill coming into this session was 55, and right now we've got 30 AML dollars from the GE gasification, the 40. And you guys did that yesterday in AML or 2 days ago.
Well, we'll get a one page from staff that draws all the lines to everything. Right?
I guess I thought we'd walk out this morning with 25 left on Madison and 30 left on UW Engineering, but we're leaving today with just 25 left on Madison. Now, understand there's a lot of more twists and turns. But
okay, there's a motion on the floor for the other 30?
There's a motion right now to increase this 30 to 60. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is passed. Okay. Okay. Lots more work to do on these issues. We're running up against time. So we'll be back at noon, Mr. Co-Chair, or shortly thereafter at the noon recess. Any other items?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Ms. Coach.
Would you go over what your plans are, what our plans are for the rest of the day and what we're going to try to do? And
okay, let's map that out and make sure we're all on the same page. So we've got this CapCon piece is done. Next will be what, Gov's letters?
Mr. Chairman, school facilities is a separate bill, and it's already moving through, so we're done with that. Governor's letters in Section 300, and you may want to close the CapCon if you have a chance.
Thank you. Put that.
Now that we're in shock, we'll.
Yeah. Come on, let's take a motion to vote to close CapCon right now.
I'll give you a representative substance motion, and I want to have a little discussion here.
Oh, gotcha. Very good.
Right now, we got two tiers. We got the old tier of buildings with their funding formula for maintenance. Then we've got the way we're doing business now and have done in the past that doesn't add square footage to that. And I don't know exactly what that is, whether that's in statute or whether it's a specific footnote that we've carried forward. But I'd like to have that consistency in that footnote that regulates those two tiers and not develop a third tier, you know, with different language. And Representative Stubson, I think that's where you were going. And so there is some place, either in an old footnote or in statute, that limits the square footage growth in the maintenance formula for community colleges, and I think we want to continue that, and I think that's what you wanted to do. We just want to make sure, Mr. Chairman, that is continued in these areas and whatever those parameters are. But I'd rather just have two tiers of maintenance and not develop a third one.
Okay, very good. And we want to do that in the 300 series or on this CapCon?
Mr. Chairman, in the past you've done a footnote on the CapCon. I was envisioning the same language, and I know there's some discussion to modify that a little bit. But
okay. Is there a motion then on that, Representative Stubson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd make that motion.
Yeah, the motion would be that any capital construction that's funded by general funds will receive the proportionate amount in major maintenance on general funds, but if they're not, then they won't. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
So if a building is 50-50 general fund, then they will get 50% of that major maintenance piece for the general funded portion. Is that how we understand it, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that is my understanding. It has not been consistent over the past three biennia. So do you want to make this, as Senator Meyer is describing, two tiers and retroactively address those three facilities that were not handled equitably, if you will?
I would.
Mr. Co-Chair, I think so. I mean, if we're going to have a fairness piece to this, then let's have a consistent piece. And then, you know, I think that's the biggest thing with all of these entities, public schools, community college, universities, is consistency. And so as Representative Stepson, is your motion then to address all these retroactively the last few? Because we haven't been in this business of funding this very, very long. We don't have to go back very far.
My motion is that now, yeah.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Just one quick question. this goes. There's only three out there. We're not opening a can of worms, are there?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I believe there's only three. There's a facility in Sheridan. There's a facility, health facility, I believe, in Riverton. And there's a facility in Casper that all three receive general funds. They were excluded by the blanket major maintenance formula in the past. So this would remedy those three facilities.
Okay. And this has been seconded by Representative Nicholas. Any further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
If we're going retroactive, we ought to, you know, I'm thinking that might open a can of worms because I don't know. I can't tell you when we built EWC's dorm with almost 100% general fund whether or not they got any maintenance dollars won for square footage. I think it was replacement. But you're going to see people come back to the trough. I think, by saying, okay, well, you did it this way. You went retroactive the last three projects. How come number four wasn't included? And so, you know, I'm just saying that the consistency has been what we've been done in the past. So, you know, I'm not trying to deny some major maintenance to my good friend to the right of me, but I'm just saying, you know, let's watch what we're doing.
Mr. Kocher, maybe the way to do this is when we went to the new process of the commission and what they did and how they appropriated money, and there were some funds that were general fund and some not, and make it time specific when that started, which would be what?
1995?
No.
I think it's more like 2005.
2005. Or let's pick, yeah.
I think it is 2005. Somebody have that information?
Why don't we make it that way, Mr. Co-Chair, if it's all right with the sponsor, then let's verify that and make sure we think we know what we're doing.
Okay, does everybody any more questions on the motion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nope. That motion has been adopted. So the motion now, if there's no further motions on CapCon, we need a motion to close out CapCon.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So CapCon is closed.
Now let's talk about the rest of the day.
Okay.